Hello everyone, welcome back to another video, and you guys have been finally waiting for it. We have a new update to the Plants vs. Zombies Xbox edition for Android. There's not really that much changes, it's more really just visual changes because we can't really change that much in the code to do stuff, so we'll just have to be doing visual changes in updates, and also level changes as well, since we do have the access to change the levels, but I don't have any clue how to do them, so I have to find a way to get them to change. And I'll just get right into it. Before we do that, however, I'm just gonna tell you guys to subscribe if you want to, also like the video if you want to as well, also hit the notification bell if you like to as well. Anyway, let's get started. The first thing that you may have noticed is the buttons actually look more better. They look more high quality than before, where they look like just like cut off from my YouTube video. Because I don't actually own Plants vs. Zombies on Xbox or PlayStation because I don't own those consoles. So I just basically have to rip them off from YouTube videos, which still worked, but it didn't have the same quality. And I didn't have a PC that can run emulators that can play Plants vs. Zombies Xbox or on PS3. I mean, I know that there's RPS3 that won't work, but it didn't work. Xenia doesn't work as well. It's kind of a bit complicated. The next thing that I'm going to be showing you is the mail. Now, as of right now, it says that there's no letters, but there should be in yours. What's supposed to happen? The change in this here is there is actually a bug where some of the letters won't show up to kind of won't display. The text of mail don't display, it just shows a black. Well, for me, it did. I don't know if you guys did as well. But yes, it happened, and so I fixed it. And then I also changed, I translated most of the mail in the mail section, so they should now be in English. The next change I have did is in here. You can see that the plants now actually have that bloom and doom text at the top, and that's actually because that's actually what it is in the console version. Sometimes it doesn't, but this is what they look like in Xbox and the PC as well. So, just excited to change it for just it look cool. I think this actually looks better than the one without it. It has more detail with it, and it looks more realistic. Because I don't think people want to buy plants that doesn't have its brand name. That would be so suspicious. Nothing's really changed about the zombies. They all just are the same as they are. They are just the same thing as they are previously. If we go to the shop, nothing's really changed as well. As I said, only the seed packets are changed. Some people were thinking that, kind of saying that the text in this are translated, but they actually are already translated. They're just in like a dumb language. Like, you can just tell from here that it says unemployed. And if I like go back, I think it would say something else. Yeah, it's by something. You can just tell. If we go to the Zen Garden, of course there's nothing really changed in here, so that's one thing to know about. Yeah, so most of these are just visual changes, there's nothing really in, like, behavior-wise. Everything just acts the way it used to be. I also do want to note that Versus doesn't work. Same goes with Co-op. I also just made a new message that pops up, so it just kind of, because previously it says like unlocked, not unlocked, I think. forgot. I basically just made it more understandable, so now it says unavailable. Cooperative mode is currently unavailable. And I don't think it will be available anytime soon, because we don't have any way to do it. Same with reverses as well. Now, the next change is actually very, kind of normal. Zombie, the levels are actually more easier than before. Some people were actually complaining that the levels were too hard to the too hard for their level. So, and people were suggesting that I should make them more easier or just make them as the PC version. But I don't know how. I did message Lionel to kind of ask them how to edit them, and I will be getting a response soon. So, hoping for the next update, we will get the balanced levels. If you see at the bottom right here, you may have noticed that there's no flags in these levels. Unfortunately, they were removed when I removed the file, and in order to get them, I have to edit the levels.xml file, which I don't know how because I'm confused with it. I may have to learn for someone else to do it. So, but as of right now, you just can't use. You can't have flags in levels, which is kind of sad. I'm pretty sure in minigames they have flags, but in normal adventure levels they don't have flags. So sorry for that if you're like really wanting to have a challenge. The levels are very lowered down to your level, so I mean at least you're happy. I made them easier. Simple. The next change I have done is I hidden the kind of power-ups area. Now, you can still access it. As you can see, I'm accessing it right now. But I basically just hidden it because it kind of gets rid of the view, especially if you're like looking at the first row. It kind of blocks it, so I removed it because still, it doesn't really have a purpose to it. You can't even use the power-ups. If I just use the power-ups, they don't do anything. If for some reason Okay. I thought it worked for a second. I would be so freaked out. I was so confused for a second. Like, I said that. Oh, they're not going to work because then I just picked a Gatling B and it just betrayed me. Man, that's messed up. Glad it didn't work though. I'm just gonna do a time lapse of this level just so, because I'm pretty sure you're gonna be bored from just watching me play the game, so. I'm just gonna do a time lapse in 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, now we're in the final wave. We should be ending this level right now. And boom, there it is. Good GG. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and go back to the main menu now. Oh yeah, I forgot. I removed the houses because, I don't know, I just didn't think it was annoying to see them. I mean, it looked cool, not gonna lie, it looked cool, But for some reason, I was like, it made you look weird. Because especially when you're new to the game, you see this gigantic house, and you'll be like, oh, I own that house. I was gonna make them like, oh, I'm starting. And especially if you're like a guy who like played this game, you'll be like, okay, no one uses land. So, I'm guessing if I have time, I will be able to like make an add-on that allows you to kind of change your house. Because in the Xbox PlayStation versions, in order for you to change the house, you have to buy them from the shop. And I have found assets of kind of images that show that they were using a way to buy them from the shop, but for some reason they didn't. And that's basically all you need to know. If you want to download this game, go ahead and download it in the link below. This game does require you to use a controller, so if you have one, then use it. If you don't have a controller though, go ahead and download the game keyboard below. And also, you also do need to have the Plants vs. Zombies controls file installed with the game keyboard, because there are some things that won't work if you don't install it. For example, you won't be able to play Facebreaker. You won't be able to do other stuff as well. So just install it so it will be for no problems. Anyway, see you later. Goodbye.